News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Danny Mortensen, candidate for Uinta County Commission. Danny Mortensen is a lifelong Uinta County citizen, a successful businessman in both the oil field and retail sector. Danny is a U.S. Army veteran and served during the Vietnam conflict. Danny has been a lifelong contributor to numerous civic activities for youth, including the Vernal Youth Baseball. Danny and his wife, Cindy, volunteer for the Tim Tebow Foundation. Now, this is the local event for the Night to Shine annual celebration of our special needs citizens. Tell us about that, Danny, about that evening.
That evening's great. The smile they put on them kids' face when they come down the red carpet and see the people cheering. And they're all dressed up, had their hair done, shoes shine, nails done.
So they look just like they walked out of a Sears catalog, huh?
Yeah, and going to a prom.
Yeah, and you and Cindy have been volunteering for how long?
Well, this is only the next year will be the third year that they've even had it worldwide. So
okay, and so that's a good thing.
If you want to raise your heart, come down and watch them kids.
Tell us about Vernal Youth Baseball and your passion for baseball. Why are you so passionate about baseball?
You know, probably because I didn't make the high school team.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I thought, you know, maybe them other kids, you give them a little bit, maybe they'll make the team. And I've been a player, a coach, a sponsor, on the board of directors, treasurer, and I'm all in for life.
You know, I've often wondered about, you know, because these extracurricular activities, whether it's baseball or football or dance or what have you, they're expensive, and expensive for parents and children and families that come from a little bit lower income bracket might not be able to afford these opportunities. And I think it's great that we have volunteers like you and many others in our community that step up and make this. Make this opportunity happen for them.
You know, there's a lot of people in the community, and we have no problem. We have a kid that can't afford the finances. There's always somebody jump up and do it.
Yeah.
That's what's great about our community.
We do live in a good community, don't we?
We can get anything done anytime because the people are just willing to give.
Now, you've got quite a story. You were born and raised here in Uinta County in Vernal, right?
No, I wasn't born here. We moved here when I was 12.
Oh, okay. And what brought your family to Vernal?
Well, my dad was in the oil field. We moved every 30 days with the rig, and we were headed to Rifle to the next job, and our trailer puller blew up right in front of the auto ranch. They hauled us across the street, put us in Ross Trailer Court, and we decided to stay here.
So you grew up in a trailer?
Yeah, I grew up in a trailer smaller than my camper now.
And what lessons did you learn from that?
Well, you can't spend more money than you got because they won't let you in. And you have to do with what you got, and you got to pull yourself up and go to work and move on up as you can afford it.
And how does that apply to civic government, local governments, and government?
Well, the government's got to spend within their means, and the difference between your personal life and the government life is well, like this meeting I went to the other day where we weren't allowed to talk, and they go ahead and vote us a tax increase that'll be there until we die. And, you know, you got people like Quinn that runs the city. He's pretty knowledgeable on this. He gets up to go speak, and they tell him to sit down. There is no talking.
So Quinn Bennion is Vernal City Manager,
right.
And what happened there?
They brought up a motion to raise our sales tax 0.3%, or they brought up the resolution, and Quinn got up to go up and speak as a public input. And they told him to sit down. There'd be no public input from nobody. And on the trail, that's what I'm getting most of is how come every time something comes up, we have to raise a tax for it?
Yeah.
And then if that tax fails, a couple weeks later, we bring up a different tax.
What is the sentiment about tax increases with the citizens that
you're
hearing?
Well, the people think they're about taxed out of existence. You know, you take these people that's trying to buy these homes, then you throw another tax on them. That just increases the burden on them. They're farther away from getting to get out on their own.
New home buyers, young families, struggling right now. I don't know how they do it.
Well, and the people on fixed incomes.
Right.
You know, you keep burdening them down with more taxes. They got less to spend every month. And eventually they won't be in the house they're in.
Uinta County Commission recently removed a standard protocol where they had a second for any motion, which would allow each commissioner to have input. So, for example, if you were the chairman of the commission, you would say, I'd like to call for a motion to pass this tax resolution or whatever it is, whatever the subject may be. And then the other person, one of the people on the three-member council, one of the other two, says, I make a motion that we pass this issue that's in front of us. And then generally, according to Robert's Rules of Order, you had a second person. And is there a second? And if there isn't a second, then there's more conversation about it, more communication about it. And that gives everyone an opportunity to discuss their point of view and to really vet out the pros and cons. And, you know, what happens during that process is unintended consequences get to be openly discussed. But if you eliminate that second motion, what happens, Danny Mortensen?
Well, two people end up running the whole thing, the whole country. The county. We got two people making every decision for everybody. And even though you got a third representative in there, he can do nothing.
So what if you were that third person on the county
commission? Well, about all you could do is take it to the people and explain everything to them and maybe have them show up at the meetings before it happens. And the people's got all the power. If they show up and put the heat on them, maybe they wouldn't do it. But we need to get back to where we got that second. That's the only thing the minority group of the three has to combat anything.
Well, if you're elected Uinta County Commissioner, you have people that believe in you. They don't want to elect someone that doesn't have the authority to participate in these decisions, right?
Well, whoever they elect, unless they go along with the other two, is going to be in the same boat. You know, now you could go in there and agree with everything all three of them or all two of them want and vote along with them. But if there's anything you bring up the other two don't like, you'll never get it up.
Danny Mortensen, why are you running for Uinta County Commissioner? Do you need a job? I mean, you're somewhat retired, right?
Yeah.
Successful businessman. You still own other businesses in the oil field. Yeah. You've got a beautiful wife, beautiful family. You're kind of comfortable in life right now. Why are you running?
Well, the only reason I'm running is for the citizens. And the only thing I could do is keep them informed on everything coming up and see if they won't get engaged. And come down, and I would hope they'd let them voice their opinion, but lately I don't know whether that would even be in reason.
I understand you're really good with numbers. I know that.
Well, I'm pretty good with numbers as long as I get all the numbers.
As long as you get the correct information.
The correct information. If you get the correct information and all the numbers, they'll always balance.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. It seems like on one hand, we're going broke as a county. On the other hand, we're spending money for additional benefit packages for employees.
Right.
Then on the other hand, I'm hearing that, oh, no, we have plenty of money. We don't need to raise taxes because there's enough money in general fund. Do we have enough money or don't we?
You know, my suspicion is we got plenty of money, but we've got to get an accurate amount of it. And if we do have plenty of money, we can make it for a while. We ought to be proud of it. You know, what other county could have enough money to operate for a while? And I think the way the thing works, you have to operate on your own money for a while till you get the money from the state. And I don't know what day that money comes in, but you could take the figure 2 weeks before that and say you're $7 million down for the year, and you could have $11 million coming from the state. And the day that shows up, you'd be $4 million over.
So a
number can be not a lie, but not the truth.
when the proposed tax increase, property tax increase of 73.11% was presented from the commission last fall, there was an accountant from out of town, a paid accountant from out of town, that that basically, you were in that meeting, right?
Yeah, right.
That said...
Well, what he said is the citizen's not smart enough to understand accounting, and most everybody out in that audience understands their accounting, and they got this much money and they can spend it. But this expert told us all we were too stupid to do any accounting.
Because it's more complicated for
Well, because the government operates different than other people.
Right.
The only thing they can put on their budgets is what they guarantee they can make next year. They can't go back on the $5 million they made interest last year and add it in there, because they might not make $5 million next year. So everything of theirs has to be guaranteed you're going to make next
year. So how do you manage as an administrator if you're not getting correct information?
They're running blind. There's no, you couldn't run your business if you didn't know what you had, or what you owed, or what you got coming in. You couldn't make an intelligent decision on nothing.
Yeah. So that makes it difficult. You're kind of...
It would be difficult.
So the previous commission hired a third party to come in and analyze the finances.
Right.
Was that a good move? Was that necessary?
Well, they probably forced them into it. You know, if you don't figure you're getting the right numbers, you got to bring in an auditor of some type to do it. And basically, that's what they did on that 73% deal. They brought in a hired guy to come in and explain it to us, but he didn't do a very good job of it.
Government is different. It's set up different than a private business. In what ways are they similar, and what ways are they different?
Well, they're different because they didn't have to earn that money to spend it.
Okay.
If they don't have enough money, they just put another tax on you. In business, if you haven't sold enough or done a service enough for the income, and you're at a deficit, you're not going to pull out of it by taxing somebody. You're going to have to work harder, lower your price to compete, whatever, do more work.
Payroll is due on twice
a
month,
that payroll
whether you have
due
money
no
or
matter,
not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to pay your hand. I a lot of times we paid our hands and we didn't get paid. We've gone 6-7 months and not paid ourselves and made sure we paid our hands.
I've done that as well
in
this business.
Well, they're doing the work, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it does come down to a point where you can't do it anymore, and you have to start thinking about cutting, which is tough, because that affects somebody else's life.
Right, right. Political values. Many in our community and elsewhere register as Republican. Here in Uinta County and Duchesne County, the Uinta Basin, it's a pretty high concentration of Republicans versus the Democratic Party. So if you're a Democrat... and you vote on the Democratic ticket, it's really hard because to have your vote counted, right?
Well, a lot of times there's not even a candidate.
So many that are more liberal leaning in their political values join the Republican ticket, but they're not true conservatives. What does it mean to Danny Mortensen to be a true conservative? Are you a true conservative, and what does that mean?
I believe I am. I believe in not spending money you don't have, taking care of your neighbor, getting in the community, get involved, and not try to tear everything down.
All right.
Now, if that's not a conservative, maybe I'm not one.
What what about transparency?
Well, you gotta let the people know everything. The good, the bad, the whatever. And just like this tax the other day, they could have took it to the people. It wouldn't be a hard sell for public safety. You know, who don't want public safety?
Right.
But if you explain to them that every penny of this is going into the sheriff's department, and we're not taking money out the other end and putting it in here for these other 401ks, I think it would have been an easy lift to get that passed through the people if you can tell them what it's for and exactly where it's going and how much it's going to cost.
If you say that you're not, you weren't for the 0.3% tax and use for public safety, does that mean that you're not supporting of our law enforcement?
No, I'm full supporting of the law enforcement, and I never said that I was against the tax, because I didn't have enough facts and figures what kind of money we had to start with.
Right.
I didn't like the process.
Okay, so it was the process that concerned
you. Well, the process of not taking it to the people, not explaining it to people, not even let them talk about it. And now, if we needed the money, I think we could go to the people and explain everything as long as it's honest, and they would have voted it in anyway.
Danny Morton said, should elected officials be obligated to provide for public input prior to a tax of any kind being implemented?
You know, I think anything that comes up, if there's one person in that building that wants to talk, they should be able to talk. I didn't know we was on a time frame where we had to get out of there in an hour. You know, if it took 3 hours to get something hashed out, it'd be better off to do it there than in Facebook and everything else the next 2 weeks after that.
So right.
I believe in everybody having their say.
Danny Mortensen, I wanted to ask you about the employees of the county. Now, there's a large sum of employees. Most all of them that I know are great, great individuals. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings about raises and bonuses and your relationship with the county employees in general?
Me personally, with my employees, I've always tried to treat them good and with respect, listen to them. And I do the same with the county employees. I don't know any of them down there that's not doing their job. And I would love to talk to them, listen to their concerns. And if they're not compensated adequately, you know, work for them to try to get it. But ultimately, you can't work for the employees. You got to work for the benefit of the employees at times and listen to their concerns. But ultimately, you have to answer to the taxpayer. And that's my feelings there. I've never been accused of abusing any of them. But every once in a while, you have to have tough love with them, just like you have to have with your kids.
Council form of county government. There's a group of citizens within Uinta County that are asking Uinta County commissioners to form an exploratory committee to form a council form of government. Now, this would be a 5, 7, or 9 part-time city council members with a full-time county manager, opposed to the current situation that we have with 3 elected full-time commissioners.
Right.
My guess is that this wouldn't even be an issue right now if they felt that there was more transparency on behalf of our current elected officials. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think anytime we got a group of concerned citizens out there wanting to change a government, we probably got a problem somewhere. The way the last few meetings were conducted, the public has lost all faith in their elected officials. But I do agree that if we'd put the second back in there, make the motion have to be seconded, open it up to public comments, and maybe bring it out more than 24 hours before we decide to do it, that we could save ourselves a lot of problems.
All right. Water resources in Uinta County and annexation, there was a I don't know if there's limited water resources. We have plenty of water, but there is limited water available for new culinary hookups and use. So there are consequently no new water hookups being issued for commercial or residential in the Ashley Valley Water and Sewer District. This includes the area out here by the radio station and east of that and on up into Naples. That's a big geographic area. And it has a chilling effect on affordable housing and growth for our county. You know, if contractors are coming in and want to develop a housing complex and they can't get water hookups, the project's dead on arrival, right?
Yeah, right.
So understanding that a true conservative thinks we need less government in the way, but should the government, should the county leaders get involved to help negotiate this so that it can be more friendly environment for contractors?
Well, I think as a county commissioner, about all you can do is get all the parties in a room, the ones okay. with the water and the ones that need the water. And you can, you got to get them in the room to negotiate the ones that have the water or need the water and the ones that have the water. It won't be easy, but I think with level heads and true spirited people that want to cure the problem, it can be done, but well, it won't be easy.
Danny, Vernal City has offered a solution. And that is to annex. Vernal City has water hookups
right.
that
yeah,
are available.
Yeah.
I mean, there is going to be a problem long term, but Vernal City currently has a solution to that problem, and they're extending the offer to the county to annex areas where developers have projects planned. Do you think, if you were commissioner, that that's something that you would do?
Well, I think we'd have to investigate it, and it would be a short term deal. With the city's proposal, but I don't know how long it would take. I was in a meeting the other day, and they said it had to be out for public comment for 60 days, and then if any of the surrounding areas...
Oh, so this is out for public comment, but a tax increase isn't?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And anybody that's in that project where they're going to annex it in, if they don't want to do it, they can hold it up. So I don't know if this is a short-term one, but... It is in there, and we ought to commend the city for at least coming up with an idea.
I would think they're trying to do their best to address the affordable housing in our area by getting out of the way, creating less obstacles for contractors and developers to come in and develop these housing projects.
Now, the county just put on, they made a committee out of elected officials to investigate each one of these claims for annexation. So now we got another step of the government in the way. So who knows if it'll ever happen.
Okay. And in the meantime, if I owned a piece of commercial property, or if I bought a piece of property that I wanted to build on, and thinking that, okay, water is available, right? I get my hookups and you've got your plan put together. Then come to find out later, you don't have water hookups,
yeah.
But you're still paying commercial prices on property taxes.
You know, one of
is
the
that media, fair?
Well, no. Well, yeah, you bought the property. It's commercial property. One of the meetings I went to, you can still go out, and if you can find somebody that'll sell you a share of water, you can transfer it to Ashley Valley
only,
Water and Sewer.
Only if you have voting rights, right?
Well, no. Well, that's where the rub come in. The Ashley Valley Water users don't want you to have voting rights if you own that stock. And Ashley Valley Water and Sewer won't accept it unless they have voting rights. So that's where the rub comes in there.
Okay.
You can buy a water share and give it to them, but there's no voting rights go with that water share.
It is a complicated issue somewhat, but, you know, we have the water available in the valley. It seems like a leader could put all the parties together and help.
Well, you'd have to be a good negotiator, and you'd have to have people in there with good faith wanting to do it, and it's probably going to cost more money.
Yeah.
You know, same with houses. If you got a house and everybody wants it, you're going to get more money.
Right.
But I think it is doable. It's just you got to get all the parties in there working to take care of the problem.
Well, Danny, I've enjoyed our conversation. Are there any final comments that you'd like to make to the citizens?
The only thing I'd like to make is to make this government work, we have got to be transparent, and anybody can say transparent. Saying it and doing it's two different things.
I don't think I've had a politician in here that hasn't said they want to be more transparent.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to find anybody who says, I want to be non-transparent and
yeah,
do everything
yeah,
and hiding.
Yeah. So Danny Mortensen, do you want to be transparent?
Yeah, well, I will be transparent. I don't just want to be.
All right. Well, Danny, appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoyed our visit. appreciate all that you've done for our community and the citizens of our community, especially our special needs citizens.
You know, if you see the smile on one of their faces, it's worth 10,000 smiles out of somebody else, you know, just knowing what they did just to get there.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand that, and I share that joy with you. Danny Mortensen, candidate for Uinta County Commission. He is on the ballot this primary season. So
yeah, the mail-in ballots are already out.
They're already out, and his name is there. Give him some careful consideration before you pull the lever, so to speak.
Yep.
Of course, that's old time, pull the lever, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they don't do that anymore.
Have to be old like you and I.
If they could actually do it without having the citizen involved, they probably would.
they'd probably come up with a way.
Yeah.
All right. I thank you, Danny Mortensen, for joining us. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Thanks for joining us.